One of the great mountain ranges of Asia figures in today's GeoQuiz. This mountain range has been in the news lately, and unfortunately, the news was not good. 11 climbers lost their lives on K2, the tallest peak in this range, and second tallest in the world after Everest. K2 is one of more than 60 peaks that soar above 22,000 feet in the range we're looking for. K2 may not be as tall as Everest, but is considered more dangerous. It's known for its knife-edged ridges, icy slopes, and a treacherous stretch called the bottleneck. We're going straight to the answer now. K2 is part of the Karakoram Range, which spans the borders between Pakistan, India, and China. Italian climber Marco Confortola is the last survivor to be rescued off K2 after Friday's accident. He was helicoptered out of base camp earlier today. His plight on K2 has been front-page news in Italy for days. His rescue was welcome news to Peter Verza, an Italian mountain guide and Marco Confortola's colleague.
He was helicoptered out from base camp this morning, and the latest report from the hospital, in the military hospital, is that he has black feet by frostbite. But fortunately, he has some sensitivity on the fingers, so most probably it is a better condition than we thought before.
Now, this was the worst accident on K2 that anyone can really remember. What caused this accident? Remind us.
Well, it is really difficult to make a focal point on that. Maybe the casualty of the Serac falling down that destroyed fixed ropes, blocking the descent of the climber. Maybe that was the main point that created tragedy. And immediately following that, we had a snow avalanche that blow out the climbers from the bottleneck. Additionally, we may say that the climbers were a little bit late on the summit, so they were around 7, 8 o'clock in the evening on the summit, which is quite late. But, you know, if the fixed rope were available, they could descend safely to Camp 4.
Now, Confortola has actually been critical of some of the preparations and gear he and the team were provided with. What was wrong with it?
What I heard from Marco was that there was some problem with the fixed ropes and in terms of quality of equipment. But again, we are facing a very powerful nature and Serac fall, ice fall or snow falls, they are natural events. And the problem is that I believe climbers have to limit as much as possible their time on the mountain. So they have to try to be fast on the mountain. A long stay on a high mountain is always, always dangerous.
How are Italians reacting to the news of Marco Confortola's survival?
Well, big happiness. Everybody in Italy knows Marco. Everybody in the mountaineering environment knows Marco because he was on K2 on 2004 and in our expedition, and he had to quit just before the last push because of a tent problem, because of some logistical problems. So for him, this mountain was really a challenge. And when we heard that he was there, he was stuck. Everybody was really, very carefully listening to the news.
And of course, it's been dominating headlines in the Italian media for the past several days. Now, Pakistani officials with their Ministry of Tourism believe that this accident should be investigated. I'm wondering what you believe. What do you think?
It will be difficult to get exactly the picture of what happens. But I believe that in Karakoram, in Pakistan, like in Nepal, it is definitely concern of the local authorities to understand if climbers going to these high mountains are really well prepared, well organized, and, you know, especially in Everest area, we have been seeing a lot of climbers not really experienced. And I think Pakistan wants to avoid that. This is a good sign. But Pakistan authorities have to consult with expert mountaineers and find out exactly the dynamics in order to make as much as possible prevention on these things.
Italian climber Peter Verza speaking with us about the rescue of Marco Confortola, the last survivor of last week's tragic accident on K2. Peter, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.